This is Scott.
Yo, what's happening, brother?
Hey, brother, how are you?
Good. So just giving you an update here. I submitted my W-2s, my tax return, everything that they need. The only thing that I can't do is submit, obviously, the bank statement with the funds. So, which I took that screenshot and showed that to you. She said explicitly, basically, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Oh, she said that. Okay.
She said that. That's my contact at CN Bank. My only my only concern is I don't know how we're going to cross that bridge.
Yeah, it's so crazy that even banks can't just, like, cash used to be king. Like, what the fuck do they care? Like, we can just transfer it. I mean, you can, we're happy to buy a fucking piece of jewelry from you and pay you $50,000 for it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And boom, there you go. Like,
And I might, listen, if they don't want to play ball, we got to get creative, then screw it. We get creative. The thing that is pressing is, we're playing with fire because somebody else could swoop in. They already have the pre-approval process. They could swoop in, put an offer in, and you're good to go. So, that's the only, the second obstacle that we're dealing with is that. Now, when I talked to Fallon, my realtor, on Monday, she mentioned that that nobody after that second house expressed any interest, I guess.
Yeah, that first offer that she dug up, and that's the other thing too, that my friend's son, who's the assistant realtor for this listing, he's been taking care of it for Michelle, the listing agent. He told me that initial offer that was, he doesn't know if it was a soft offer or a hard offer or something, but it came in lower, much lower than the sellers wanted to go, and B, the wife looked at the house and was like, hell no. That is the only offer so far. So that's a good feeling, I guess, to a certain degree, but.
Now you're aware that the water, I guess, is off in that property.
Yes.
Like I know your dad's a plumber and all that, but that to me is a big red flag, dude. I would be very cautious of that. How long has the water been off? What are we dealing with? Was it off during the winter? Like that's a problem.
I believe it's off like by request.
Okay.
I can find out, but I think it's off intentionally just to reduce any issues with, wintertime, being that they weren't heating it during the winter. And it was, it was being shown and whatnot. And, but I can reach out to the kid that I know from the listing realtor agency to get information about that. I don't think it's off because of any problems.
That's all fine and dandy. They probably went into that because they don't want to pay. I had a vacant apartment in Oswego.
Uh-huh.
They moved out in the end of December.
Right.
I had a $500 heating bill with National Grid for January. I had a $500 heating bill in February for National Grid because nobody's there. But I still have it on because if I don't, There's no gas to the boiler. There's no heat in the house. Pipes burst when you start to turn it on and everything like that. So.
Oh, I see.
So, yes.
So we'd like some reassurances.
You're definitely going to want to do something. How long has that water been off? I understand the sellers wanted to turn it off from not a malicious intent to hide anything. They were just trying to cover costs, like, oh, we don't want to spend an extra, couple hundred dollars a month because nobody's there. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
In that process, you could now have triggered a series of events that once you get everything, it's like an old car that's been sitting for 10 years. You go and start.
Yeah, you turn it back on and you don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. So, I know your dad's a plumber and whatnot, so if there are some small issues, fine. But I would hate for you to go in with this offer, get everything ready to go, and all of a sudden you got to buy a brand new
whatever,
I think it's a boiler, right? It's not or is it a furnace?
Oh, it's a furnace. It's forced air.
Okay. So at least you don't have to worry about necessarily a boiler going, but
But there's plenty of water fixtures. So
exactly.
So as far as a next step, do you think that I should reach out to the realtor and say, hey, you know, we're going to be putting in an offer on this, but we'd like to verify that everything's good if we were to turn the water back on, even just to verify that nothing is going to happen when it gets turned on?
Well, so we can, when we put an offer in, you can put mm-hmm. up based upon inspection. That's what
Okay.
And that's something that used to be a standard. Like banks
yep,
wouldn't even
recall that, yeah.
They would not even approve a mortgage for somebody unless there was an inspection that you yourself, the buyer, had to cover, or somebody had to cover.
Mm-hmm.
The bank wasn't going to cover that cost, so you had to go get a home inspector, spend a couple $100s. They will go through
yeah, I'm fine
and,
with that.
And do all that stuff. The problem is the sellers. The last 5 to 10 years, sellers have been getting offers with no contingency on a home inspecting or a home inspection. So they were leaning towards accepting that offer because, well, wait, you mean you can just give me money and I don't have to prove to you that something is wrong? Okay, yes, I'm going to take that offer. So like I told you a couple weeks ago, I actually lost out on offers on houses and properties because I was still doing that.
Right.
And because it's great peace of mind. Before I go and drop $250,000, I want to know what I'm getting into. Well, the problem
yeah.
was sellers were getting other offers from people that didn't have that. So the reason I share that is because we can totally put that in to the offer and say, hey, we're going to offer you $220,000 based upon
mm-hmm.
home inspection. They could go and say, you can give us $220,000 with no inspection. You know, like they can play hardball. They don't have to
sure.
accept the offer based on the inspection alone.
Yeah, so I guess that's why I ask what you think is more likely to not rock the boat and cause any concern. I mean, do you think it would be worth my time to talk to – because like I said, the junior realtor, listing realtor, is a friend of mine. He's given us some kind of insider information and help. You know, he's willing to help us out with some things. Would it be worth asking him what he thinks as far as
– if he could
reach out to the homeowner and say, hey, can we just verify that the water works?
Well, I'm sure they flip, you know, they turn it on and the water's going to work. It's just a matter of, is it going to stop? You know, like, is there a burst pipe?
Oh.
Is there anything like that?
Right,
I'm
right.
sure the water works. It's a matter of how well it works inside the house and everything. I would say, if you can, find out when the water was turned off. Because if it was just turned
okay,
off
I can...
a week ago, I'm not concerned. If it was turned off, you know, Thanksgiving or, you know, you
right.
know what I mean? Like, then it's like, okay, wait a second, that's a potential red flag. Might not be anything, but it could potentially also be you move into this house and now you got to drop $10,000 into repairs. That would suck.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, I can definitely at least find out that because I know that for both of the showings that we were there, because some dumb fuck that was walking through the house went and pissed in one of the toilets, even though there was explicit instructions not to because the water was off.
Yeah.
And people keep on forgetting to come in there with a bucket and
oh,
force geez. Flush it. And now the one lower bathroom stinks because there's rancid piss in the toilet.
Right, right.
Okay, but yes, I can find that out because I know that they didn't heat it, or at least they kept it very, very, very fucking low, like at 55 or something.
Yeah.
Through the winter, because the first showing that we went, it was absolutely frigid in that fucking house.
Yeah.
Comparatively. But I do know the water was off both times, so I can find out when that was turned off, and we can, I'll catch back with you with that information.
Cool.
And then, if you reach out to your CNB contact and to talk about this, the freaking source of the money, is it, like, do you know why they're in such a yank to verify, like, what the money is and where it's coming from?
Yeah, because it's a bank. It's all about procedures. And
so it's not a concern about fraud or the money isn't there, it doesn't exist or anything, right? Because I don't
well,
know if you saw the text
they are concerned
earlier this week.
A little bit about fraud, and that's why the procedure is in place. They want to make sure that it's not just you got some random gift of X amount of dollars and then you're not going to be able to continue to pay for it. So which to me is mind-boggling, because it's like, okay, well, why don't you go and look at my other five mortgages?
I was going to say, they can see your payment history that you've never exactly been late once. But
so, you know, again, it's like, not that I want to use any of my other properties as collateral, no offense to you.
But, oh, God, no.
You know, it's one of those things where you go, just look at the paper, look at the math. You can tell.
Yeah.
But the procedure is in place that any sort of large dollar amount that is not typical to your monthly deposits and withdrawals is a flag, basically, and then they have an issue with that from a procedural standpoint.
Would you be willing to ask them, because we have a CNB in Warsaw?
Mm-hmm.
Megan was asking if we could kind of do the reverse of adding, like,
yeah,
like adding you to her M&T
yeah
account. Could we just
yeah
open up a CNB account, drop that money in there,
yep,
let CNB see it, verify right that the funds are good and that they're there, and then we can potentially do like a
yeah, as long as
account to account transfer, wire transfer, whatever.
Yeah, as long as CNB is either A, willing to allow that either with my name, in which case they need a signature from me, and then hopefully we don't run into the same thing where they need a wet signature and we can
yeah
get a nice signature.
Right,
or,
right.
Or B, because it's another CNB account, regardless of whether my name is on, my gut is telling me, Scott, my name needs to be on there because it's going to be
and
my
the,
name.
And that's totally okay. We're fine. Being that Megan was fine with adding you to her M&T, if we open up a CNB account, we're more than happy to put your name on it too. I mean,
as long as
we're
CNB is okay with me doing a DocuSign, which, you know, that's what we
hope. Right,
to
which.
So, I don't know the answer to that. I'll certainly ask, because it's a great.
Yeah, no, that's all I'm asking
great,
is if
yeah,
you can if you can ask them, yeah.
It's a great workaround if they say.
It's at least a thought, because
yeah,
it's just
sure
so ridiculous that places just won't take your cash.
Right. Like, here, I'm trying to pay you, and you're saying no.
Right, right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you, give you that information, and see if you could reach out to them and ask them about that. You know, I appreciate your time. I realize you've got a million and one things going on yourself, which is why I try to bother you as little as possible, and that's why Megan asked about the timeline of these things, because she's like, I just don't know. Every day that goes by, I feel like it's slipping through our fingers. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that this can take a couple of weeks. Like, it's not outside the norm of normal.
Yeah.
Or the realm of normal.
Yeah, I would imagine if I get a response here by tomorrow, that would be the earliest of ETAs. Generally, it generally can take about a week.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. And
as long as I have everything that they want from a document standpoint, which I everything that they requested, I gave them minus the bank account. So.
Sure.
As long as that's sufficient enough for them to at least give me the thumbs up, then hopefully by tomorrow or the beginning part of next week, we at least have that pre-approval process, which
cool
is the start of, you know, of being able to get the official offer.
Getting to the point where we can put an offer out. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Awesome. Well, I appreciate everything that you're helping us with, man, sincerely. And if, you can ask them about that idea that we had about creating a CNB account and then just adding your name to it.
Yeah.
That'd be huge. And then I will get the information about the water that is your concern. That's awesome that you thought about that. And that's just another reason why I'm supremely glad to have your house buying expertise here, because, like I said, it's been a long fucking time since I've bought one. And Megan's never bought one. That's why she's completely she doesn't know anything about the process and is just freaking herself out. So I'm trying to keep her calm, but.
Yeah. Well, the at this point, the main thing that stops us is somebody else putting in an offer and them accepting the offer. You know, that.
Right, right. Which you can't affect. You can't
nope
change that, right?
Nope. There's nothing that I can do unless they reach out to my realtor and go, "Hey, we just got an offer. Are you still interested? Are you willing to put in an offer? To beat it?" Which not every realtor does that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like how much do they want to play ball? You know.
Yeah.
But we'll just kind of take it day by day, man. You know, and go from there.
Sounds good. Yep,
right,
I'm good with that.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you. Bye.
See you, bye.